We had to attend breakfast and prayers at 7:20, but on Sunday it could be 7:30. We had to make our beds before leaving our rooms and to report to the wards at 8 o'clock. We were not allowed to take cutlery, glass or china from the dining room to our rooms or on the wards. Alcohol was not to be brought into the hospital and smoking was forbidden in the nurses' quarters. If we wanted to receive visitors, we had to have special permission. My mother came to visit me at the hospital. A matron very kindly said that we could use one of the rooms as a twin room, and my mum could share with me for that time, and that was very, very nice. But visitors weren't allowed to go to the wards or bedrooms, and we had to arrange to see these visitors in our off-duty time. And male visitors could only be received in the nurse's sitting room. We were not allowed to leave the bathroom taps on and turn taps on for other nurses. Telephone messages could not be received on behalf of nurses unless some extreme emergency arose. We were told to always turn lights and gas fires out when leaving the room for any length of time. Visitors to the medical officer's quarters was not permitted. We could make requests for sleeping out, but we had to address these to the assistant matron.
Is that something you ever did?
I think I must have done, because I did sleep out sometimes at a friend at the Salvation Army in Walthamstow, so I must have done it, and we had to say where we were. Our bed linen, which had to be washed at the laundry, had to be collected on Thursday mornings every week. We had to enter each article in a book, and if there's any linen missing, we had to report it to the office. Patients were not allowed to give us gifts of money. If it was offered, we had to advise the patient to give the office sister something towards the amenity funds for the nurses. We were not allowed to go out in uniform unless we had a full coat to cover it. And indoor uniform was not complete without a cap and apron. We could wear navy blue cardigans, but never on duty as such.